I'm going to talk to you about things for 2019. I'm going to do the first part, and then I'm going to talk to you about some signs. But it is time to reboot, shut down, start again. A reboot doesn't necessarily erase memory, but it is a one-step solution in dealing with various issues. And if we spiritualize this concept, it affords opportunity for a new beginning. And in the last couple of days, I've had several signs of rebooting, if you will, is that I've had to change more batteries in the last couple of days than I have in a year. I had to change the battery in my toothbrush. I had to change batteries in clocks. There were two clocks in here that needed new batteries. I had one this morning in my office that needed a new battery, not only for the inside, but for the outside temperature. And it's been an ongoing thing where I've used more batteries this past few days than I have in a year. I'm telling you the truth. So it is time to reboot, to start again, to recharge, if you will. And things from the past that caused trauma need to be filed away in the archives of memory, so that the fresh start is uncluttered from past events. The substance of God's healing virtue is available to make this possible. You know, we talk about the substance of faith. Not too long ago, I talked about the substance of resistance. The things in the spirit are real substances. They exist. So if we want that healing virtue, it is a substance that we access. And that healing virtue will make it possible for us to start again, to put all the past in the archives. So in order to do that, the veil of the flesh must be torn or removed in order for there to be greater spiritual clarity. So what we're looking for is spiritual clarity. We're going to leave the past behind, and we want to see clearly. And it's always the carnal nature that keeps us from seeing spiritually. So we need to get past carnal perspectives to see what the Lord is showing us, because he's trying to show us stuff all the time. If we're quiet enough and if we position ourselves, we can see and hear and know what God is doing. Then there will be an elevation to new heights, as well as a deeper place in the spirit, a more elaborate spectrum of spirit living will be available to us in the coming year, a more elaborate spectrum of living in the spirit, higher, deeper, wider, up, down, left, right, as we remove old boundaries and barriers to our lives. We can do that by knowing they're there and pushing past what has stopped us before. And there will be a greater sense of purpose in our hearts when we become one with God's heart. And that is an on-purpose decision to really push through and be one with God's heart. I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 54, verses 2 and 3. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left. We position ourselves to expand beyond old boundaries and borders, but God says it's possible. So the next thing is that there's going to be a contrast. Watch for just great contrast in your life. That contrast is a state of being strikingly different from something else. So opposites, different things that you've not experienced before. Contrast. It'll become more drastic. The darkness will be deeper. And the light will be lighter as the chasm continues to widen, creating separation and division, creating separation, light from dark. Greater contrast. And we'll each have to be vigilant so that we can make good decisions and choose the best thing. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And I heard the Lord say, maximize the positive effect that you have on those around you and minimize the negative effect. Again, this contrast. Do not waste time on self-pity. Make the most of your time with me and with others, and do not squander opportunities to make a difference. So that tells me that we're going to have opportunities to make a difference in our lives, maybe the lives around us. So having said that, I'm going to share five visions that I think are profound concerning the new year. The first vision, I saw a vast number of people sorting through garbage at a dump site. And I was reminded of the vision I had some time ago, maybe 2015, of following a path around a huge garbage dump that finally led to a lake and then finally went up the hill to a high mountain place. So in that vision, the garbage dump was symbolic of politics and mostly having to do with garbage from the polarized media. So the people sorting the garbage are those who have gotten stuck there or are addicted to political rhetoric in an effort to find the truth. So you don't want to be a garbage sorter. You're going to want to move on from that and move into the place where God wants you, which is the lake. The lake is the next thing, and the mountain is after that. Vision two, I saw a swimmer with an oxygen tank and a wetsuit, and he was swimming in a deep underwater cave system. And the beauty of that cave was evident in the headlamp as he moved through tunnels into great expanses that were teeming with life. I soon realized that this was a type of and symbol of deep spiritual exploration and inspiration. So if we will dive deep in the spirit, if we'll go deeper in the spirit, it's going to be a place of finding things that you never thought you could find, of being inspired like you've never been inspired before, but you're going to have to take the dive. And that's kind of the lake situation, is that that lake was a place of diving deep to find revelation. Psalm 95:4 says, in his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of hills are also his. Deep and high, far and wide, close in. We're going to explore everything. God is going to show us things in the contrast. In another vision, I saw a window kind of close. And through that window, I could see another window. And through that window, I could see another and another and another. And with each window, my vision or my view beyond became increasingly clear. Greater clarity. So there is a refining process that will produce spiritual awareness and purity of life. If we'll begin to look, we'll see through that window and another window and another window and another window, so that we can actually see what God is trying to show us spiritually. This is all about where we are spiritually for the new year. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9 says, I will bring one third through the fire, will refine them as silver is refined. So this is a refining process for us. As we look, as we see what God wants us to see, there is a refinement going on. I'm going to start that verse again. I will bring one third through the fire, will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them and say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. So we're going to come into a closer relationship if we want to. If we're going to spend our time in those places, we'll come into a greater relationship with the Lord. Vision four, and this is for those who either are called or see themselves as warriors, spiritual warriors who fight against the enemy. So I had a vision of warships in the clouds. And it looked like the clouds looked like the waves of the sea. And I asked the Lord what this meant, and he said, This is a symbol of waging war on a higher level of effectiveness. So we learn in our Christian life how to fight against the enemy. And we can stay in that place of knowing that thing for our entire Christian existence, or we can go further and fight bigger things, fight in realms that we haven't been aware of. Well, this is what the vision means. It's a symbol of waging war on a higher level of effectiveness, and I believe this includes understanding the range of weapons we have access to. When we're doing warfare, we have weapons that we can use against the enemy, like the substance of resistance that I preached about on December 16th, is that everything is a substance, either good or bad. And what we do when we fight effectively against the enemy is figure out what his substance is, and we counteract that substance with a holy substance. A very effective way to war. Not something we've been taught, but it's a very effective way to war against the enemy. And in a fairly unusual encounter, I could hear the battle raging between God and evil. And it was about the choices that we make and the results that are so vastly different from one another. I couldn't help but wonder why anyone would choose darkness over light. Why would anybody choose darkness? Because we either pay the price by living in darkness, or we reap the reward of living with and for God. So we're going to choose our spiritual encounters. We're going to choose how to respond, how to wage war in those encounters, how to receive God's grace and his favor in those encounters. But the battle is raging, will continue to rage, and then we make choices that will produce results for us. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We've been given the weapons. We've been told to fight against the devil, and we're going to, but it's going to be on a higher level or a deeper level if we will allow it, if we'll want it, if we'll seek God for his purpose. Amen. And the last vision that I'm going to share, I saw three things that mean the same thing. I saw a bonfire, a lighthouse, and an airport beacon. And God said, "You are that light, whether on land or on the sea or in the air, to show the way to the place of safety in Christ Jesus our Lord." There's the light again. Bill talked about the light. That's still a big deal for the coming year, is we're going to walk in the light. We are light. We're not going to be darkness. Psalm 27:5 says, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock." And Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." It's all about relationship again in this year, that we need to foster a good relationship with God. Spend the time that we need to in his presence, seeking him, knowing him, being filled with the Holy Spirit, asking him what he wants to say to me, ask him what he wants to show you. Ask him for wisdom when you don't know what to do. He will give it. And then I just have a few little words, just small straws words for the year. And he said, "When you feel weak, know that I'm with you. I am your enabler. There will be times when you feel down and out, but I will lift you up and strengthen your body, soul, and spirit, says the Lord. Lean on me." 2 Corinthians 12:9a. He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness." So we're going to allow God's strength to come into our places of weakness so that we stand with him. We can stand strong with him. Walk strong. Walk strong. no matter what. And that means using your muscles and your legs to walk strong. You don't walk on sticks. So we walk strong. And that's a deliberate decision about being strong in our walk with God. He said, if you will rise up in spirit and seek my face, I will show you things that are beyond anything you could have imagined. I will bring revelation and answer your deepest questions. I will empower you to do what few have done and deepen your spiritual understanding in ways that will astound you. But what does that require? Relationship with God, being one with him, being in his presence, learning to hear his voice, learning to see what he wants you to see, learning to hear him, see him, know him. Your obedience and dedication to do all that I ask will be rewarded. You are indeed a light in darkness. Let your light shine brightly. Romans chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. And you know his will and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the word, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness. If you think you have no ministry, if you don't think you're of any use to God, wait a minute. All you have to do is be light. All you have to do is have a relationship with God by the Spirit to see what he wants you to see, to know what he wants you to know, to do what he wants you to do. And when you do that, then you are his ambassador, a representative of him on the earth. Matthew 5:16, again, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So 2019, we're in the third millennium of Christ. We're in the second decade and in the ninth year. So 19, the sum of 10 and 9, denotes the perfection of divine order connected with judgment, which is opinions, decisions, justice. So divine order and divine justice are going to be one and the same for this year. We're going to see opportunities to make correct judgments, to have correct opinions, to make right decisions, and to seek God's justice in all things. We're going to do what's right. We have an opportunity to do what's right, and we'll be helped in this year to do that more than other years because it's the time to do that. 9 will bring a conclusion to another decade. So this year is also one of divine completeness. So I'm going to recap. Just put it in a little capsule so that we know what I said. Reboot. Start again. Put new batteries in yourself. Recharge and charge. There will be greater spiritual clarity, opportunities to expand our boundaries with a greater sense of purpose. Watch for more drastic contrast, deeper darkness, greater light. And the 5 visions, the people sorting garbage, political rhetoric continues. Don't be sorting garbage. The swimmer in the underwater cave, spiritual exploration and inspiration. The windows is increased spiritual awareness, clarity. Warships in the clouds, higher level of effectiveness in warfare. And remember that you're going to use substances in your warfare. God is going to show you how to be a greater warrior if you want to be. The bonfire, lighthouse, and airport beacon. We are light in darkness. Let your light shine. 2019 will be a year of divine completeness. Happy New Year to you all. Amen.